Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Silver, and I'm coming to you from Yerushalayim. Today we will be learning about the Bracha Avata Chonin. The Bracha Avata Chonin is the fourth Bracha of the Amidah, and it is technically the first Bracha of the Blessings of Request. However, as we read it together, we will note that, as Rabbi Sachs points out, it is a fractal. It is basically in a microcosm of the entire Shemona Esrei of the Amidah, in which it contains a portion of Shabbat, a portion of Bakasha, and a portion of Hoda'ah. Let's read the bracha together and appreciate the words itself. Atachonin l'adam dat u'melamed l'enosh bina. This is a portion that praises Hashem. You favor man with perception and teach mankind understanding. Now comes the bakasha, the request part. Chonenu me'etcha. Dea bina bahaskel. Grant us knowledge, understanding, and intellect from you. Baruch atah Hashem. Here comes the hoda'ah, the thanks. Blessed are you, God, chonen hada'at, granter of perception. This is the Ashkenazic version of the bracha. And Rav Hirsch tries to help us understand what it is that we are asking for. Dea is recognizing what something is. Bina is understanding or applying other knowledge that you've already previously have and to better understand it, the essence of what it is that you are contemplating. And Haskel is when you put together the Dea and Bina, and in some way you are able to actualize your knowledge and you're able to use the information in a functional way. This bracha, which asks of God to grant us better insight, is it placed in a very interesting position, in which is the first of the requests. And we must, consider, why is it first? So, of course, Chazal tell us instantly that if we didn't actually have understanding, in Ein De'ah, if we had no knowledge, Minayin Tefillah, how could we possibly daven at all? And to a certain extent, it is almost proven in a very interesting way from the story of Shlomo HaMelech, of which Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem appears to him in a dream at the beginning of his kingship in Givon and says to him, tell me, whatever you ask for, I will grant it to you. And so Shlomo goes into the fact that he's young and inexperienced as a leader, and he says, so the only thing I can really think to ask for is V'natata la'avdecha lev shomea. Can you please grant me an understanding heart? In this case, we would say a good mind. And what does he want it for? Lishbot adamcha lahavin bein tov l'ra. Ki miyuchal lishbot adamcha hakaved hazeh. He says, I want to be able to use my understanding to be a better leader, to be able to be a good judge, to be able to lead the people correctly. And Hashem was so pleased with this request that Hashem said, because that's all you asked for, and you didn't ask for more of a personal benefit, you didn't ask for long days, and you didn't ask for wealth, and you didn't ask for strength and success against your enemies, I'm going to grant you everything. Now, we know that Shlomo HaMelech was the wisest of people, but it's even interesting that in his request, he showed great wisdom, and that he understood that in order to really be able to self-actualize, to be the best you can be, you would like to have, it benefits you to have understanding and knowledge. It happens to be that this bracha, besides being unique in the sense that it's a fractal of the entire Amidah, and the fact that it's first, which is why it is so important it's important for us to start our bakashot with it. It also is a unique bracha, in which of all the brachot in the request, all the brachot of Shemona Esrei in general, on Saturday nights we place a form of havdalah that's not something with a candle, not with wine, but the original havdalah that kind of, I'm going to call it, breaks the spell of Shabbat, is recited within Atachonin, and it begins with the words Atachon Antana Lamada Torah Tacha, that Hashem has favored us with the ability to know Torah and to be able to keep mitzvot, and that it teaches us about how Hashem was able to make distinctions between us and other nations, the same text we're familiar with about the difference between Shabbat and the days of the week, and that we hope that Hashem grants us good days in the weeks in the week to come. And so again, the rabbis say, well, why is it there? And the answer, of course, is that if you don't have da'at, how can you possibly do havdalah? How could you discern if you don't have the original knowledge and insight? Now, I would just like to end our thought with this idea of how, of course, Te'a, Bina, and Haskel are all very important for us in order that we can be learning and growing human beings. But I would say, in addition, we can note and appreciate the fact that it's a tachonin, that Hashem grants us, Hashem favors us with Te'a. And usually you ask Hashem, please give me, or Sim Shalom, place it to me, bless me with. This term favor, chen, we would say, you know, there's something so pleasant about it in its essence, harkens back in my mind to when Moshe asks of God, can you please show me your glory? And Hashem says, v'chanoti et asher achon, that I will favor he who I choose to favor. And to a certain extent, there must be something about the knowledge of human beings that God gives us with a certain amount of grace. And so when Moshe asks for an ability to know more, to know God, and this again is Moshe Rabbeinu, who knows God as intimate as anybody will ever, Hashem covers Moshe's eyes and says, I'm going to pass before you, and you will see me'achorai. We will see the back. You can see my back. To a certain extent, that is a favor. People are not able to process. If we could see what God sees, we would never be able to function. We do not have any foresight more than whatever our basic knowledge and understanding is, and therefore we are able to go through our lives making the best choices we can make. But we do sometimes have me'achorai, that we are able to have hindsight. However, within that same request from Moshe, Moshe is taught the Yud Gimel Midot Harachamim of Hashem, Hashem's Yud Gimel Midot of mercy, and the idea that perhaps the best knowledge we can get would be the knowledge of God, and to use that knowledge in order to, again, apply that knowledge to help bring the world into its fruition. And the Novi Hosea describes this, that when we bind ourselves to God and through our connection with Him, be it tefillah, learning, Torah, it could be through chesed or justice, that it's in this way, through learning God's attributes and qualities and applying them in our own lives, that we can achieve da'at Hashem, that in some way our de'ah, our human understanding, can be more of a, maybe perhaps even a the way God could see it, or the way we should be able to do things in a more objective way. And ultimately that can bring us towards the Geula, as we know that we aspire for a time when the whole world will be enriched in the knowledge of God, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, as the water fills the sea. And so, Atachonin Adam Da'at, that we hope to be granted understanding and knowledge, and so that we can be better with others, as well as the fact that we can be better servants of God. Thank you for learning the bracha batachonin together with me.